Mqheko?
Yes, Ma'am Mqheko, I've counted you, ma'am. Okay, we need one more. Honorable Muteka has just come in.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Abraham.
Good morning, Mr. Boltino.
How are you doing?
I am strengthening. I am feeling much better. I think I could have been going to Parliament today to go and vote on the expropriation bill, but they say I must isolate.
So you will vote online.
100% correct. I will do like Comrade Horse is doing. Comrade Horse, I will follow you.
follow me, my son.
Yabonga, Papa. I am online. I will be quiet, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mr. Ibra. Thanks, Nate.
Kelebohan, Dad.
Okay, Ndate, thanks. Okay, Cindy, good morning. Hello, Cindy.
Mr. Boltina.
Hello, Ma'am Komba.
Are we now a quorum? Because now we have Mr. April, Honorable April already.
Yes, Ma'am Okomba. We have a quorum now. We have Honorable Mieni, Honorable Winkler, Honorable Kleko, Honorable Komba, Honorable Moteka, Honorable April, and Honorable Makubele Mashele.
Okay, I think we should start with the meeting now, because it looks like we have a delay with the Honorable Chair, and Maybe the meeting must start now, because according to the quorum, we can have a meeting. The chair will find us on the way. Mr. Boltina.
Hello.
Recording in progress.
Hello, chair.
Yes, I'm saying, I think the chair will find us as we are in the meeting already. Okay. So can we start with the meeting, please, Mr. Boltina and members of the committee?
Okay, so are we agreeing that you can be an acting chair?
Yeah, in fact, last week she was not feeling well. She was still communicating with me. So I'm just assuming that since I know that she has not been well and I was acting, and she has requested me. Mr. Boltina, there's somebody wants to speak. Yes, you can.
Hello, I think Mam Kweko was raising a hand.
Oh yes, Madam Chair, Mr. Boltino, I raised my hand in order to make sure that the meeting starts. Can we assume that the chair has a standing apology so that we have Mamu Gomba chairing the meeting? I just wanted to say that, Mr. Boltina.
Okay, thank you, Mamu Kweko. Thanks, Mamu Kweko. Anybody who is seconding that motion?
The proposal
is seconded. Thank you very much, honorable members. Mamu Gomba, over to you, Mama.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boltina, and thanks to the committee. I'm not just hijacking to be a chair, but just to mention that the chair was not feeling well last week, and she was very, very ill. Hence, I feel that maybe she's still not in a very well condition even today. And from the previous meeting, I was requested to chair the meeting. So that's my concern, as being human, but also understanding the responsibility that she actually requested me to take over in the previous meeting. So I want to thank you for the opportunity again from the committee to choose me to come again to be the chair of this temporary chair of this committee for today again. Let me start by welcoming the committee members and say, I assume this is the last meeting of this year, for the year, Mr. Boltina, if I'm not correct,
That is correct, Mamu Gomba.
Okay, yes. Yes, and also wish everyone the best of the Christmas. Enjoy the Christmas and the New Year, and hoping that we'll have a wonderful next year again. And I hope that we'll all come back in one piece as we are right now. honorable members, let us start the meeting. Mr. Boltina, can we have the agenda, please, of the meeting for today? Can it reflect on the screen, if it is possible to reflect?
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mamu Gomba. Here is the agenda, honorable members. For today's meeting, we've got only two agenda items. Item number one, we want to table to the committee the draft a committee program of the first term of 2020. And then the second item on the program, we want the committee to consider the draft minutes of the last meeting that we had with the Department of Labor. Those are the only two items on this agenda, honorable members. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boltina. Honorable members, here is the agenda flagged on the screen. Can you take, can you have any member, honorable member proposing for the adoption of this agenda, please?
Honorable Winkler, I propose for adoption.
Oh, thank you very much, Honorable Winkler. Any second members?
Honorable April, I second.
Yes.
Very much. Oh, thank you very much, Honorable April. Can we get to the next item, Mr. Boltina? What is the next item?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chair. Sbo, can you flight the fourth term committee program of the committee just to take members through so that they can see where are we now as of today? Thank you, Sbo. The fourth term.
It's not reflecting also, eh? I don't see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Sbo.
Okay, so, Mr. Boltina, in the meantime,
Dr. Kuzwayo, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Boltina, in the meantime, I think you can read it for us because I think you have sent it to us as members. Just go through it. We can listen to you and we can also go through what we remember having read it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Chair, the thing that we wanted to indicate to the committee. We just wanted to take the committee through on what where we are as of today in terms of the program of the committee for the fourth term. The committee will recall that this term started on the 2nd of November, and it will end on Friday on the 10th of November. Now, on our side as a portfolio committee on tourism, then our meetings started on the 9th, of November, where we had a briefing meeting by the Auditor General on the audit outcomes of 2020-2021. In that meeting, we have also invited, as the committee, the Audit and Risk Committee of the Department of Tourism. And then secondly, on the same day, on the 9th of November, we had also another meeting where the Department of Tourism was briefing the committee on the annual performance report. Then on the 16th, the committee met with the South African Tourism. The entity was also presenting its annual report to the committee in preparation for the BRRR process. Members will recall that the subsequent meeting to that on the 23rd of November, the committee met again to consider our draft committee report, which the committee subsequently made some amendments, and then thereafter the report of the committee was unanimously adopted. Then on the 30th, the committee again had an engagement with the Department of Employment and Labor, where we wanted that department to brief the committee really on the employment patterns in the tourism sector. They have done that to the committee. So we had that meeting last week. So today, honorable members, the meeting which is scheduled today, specifically what we want the committee to do is to consider now the program of the committee for the first term, that is this meeting of Tuesday, the 7th of December 2021. So that's how far the fourth term program was, honorable members. So it means that today, this meeting is the last meeting of the portfolio committee in 2021. Just before we go to the program of 2022, honorable members. Spu, I'm not sure whether you have connected because I want you just to flight that memo that came from the office of the House Chairpersons that was sent to all chairs of portfolio committees so that they can do a planning in terms of that memorandum. Honorable members, this memo was sent, it was from the office of the House Chairperson, and it was written on the 25th of November. Specifically, it's guidelines on focus areas for the first term of 2022. Basically, whenever we draft the programs as the support team, always they give us this guidance. So what is happening here, the joint program committee had a meeting on the 25th of November, and then they have agreed on the parameters for the first quarter. Now, subsequent to that meeting, now the House Chair developed this guide, honorable members. As we can see there, that the first term of 2022 commences on the 25th of January, and it will end on the 1st of April. So it means the committees of parliament, we have 10 weeks to deal with our business or the business that is in front of us. Now, what the House Chair has done here, he has tried to illustrate a framework that we should all, when we do our planning, take it into account. As members can see, from there, the leave period will start on the 3rd of January up to the 7th of January, 2022. And then the constituency period will begin on the 10th of January up to the 24th of January. So that is a 2 weeks period. Now they say again, the NA members training will be on the 25th up to the 9th of February. Then they also slash committees. So it means the committees can also be meeting at that time. But we will still find out from them, because at this stage we have not been given any details in terms of how that members training will look like. But we have just noted that. Then the other thing that the House Chair has raised, the honorable members, is that on the 10th of February, there's going to be a joint sitting for the State of the Nation address. So the president will be delivering his State of the Nation address to the National Assembly. And then on the 23rd of February, that will be the budget speech. And then the plenaries and committees will commence on the 22nd of February up to 25 of March. Go further down, Smoo. Okay, now here is the issues that the House Chair is raising to the portfolio committees, honorable members. Is saying for us to do our planning, then we have to take into account of the following issues. One, committees that have legislations or other matters before them, those committees must try and do their work so that they can finalize their work within that period. And then he's also indicating as well that the State of the Nation address. Now, with regard to the SONA, the SONA will take place on the 10th, but is also indicating that the members must note that The 14th of February is on a Monday. Then the members will start the debate on the SONA will start on a Monday, the 14th, Tuesday, the 15th, and then the president will reply to that on the 16th of February. And then also is raising the issue of the budget speech. That will be on Wednesday, the 23rd of February. That will be on a Wednesday for the tabling of budget, the appropriation bill, the fiscal framework, and the division of revenue bill. Now, what is also okay. Then he's also requesting to the committees that at least by Wednesday, the 8th of December, is requesting all the portfolio committees to submit their programs to his office so that those programs can be considered and returned back to the committees as well. So those are the issues that have been raised, the honorable members, to us by the Office of the House Chair, which we felt that we needed to share this memo with all members of the portfolio committee so that members can understand how or what influenced our thinking in terms of what we are suggesting to the portfolio committee. Okay, Smo, can we go to the first term program of the committee for 2022? Okay, thank you, Dr. Kuzoyo. Okay, honorable members, this is what this. No, Osbo, it's this one is still the fourth term. We need the first term of 2022. Are you getting it, Sue? The first term of 2022. Hi, Doc, can you?
What do you see on the screen, Jill, right now?
I see all the document. I don't see
okay, the... I'm trying, it doesn't want to display from the one I downloaded. I'm trying to display from the email, yeah.
Okay, try it again.
Is it displaying now?
No, it is just showing us all the documents that were forwarded.
Yeah, because it says protected view. I don't know why.
Okay, do you have it in your possession as a hard copy, Mr. Baldina, right now? Maybe you can talk to it. Just read it through for us.
Okay.
If you have in a hard copy, if you have it in a hard copy right now.
Okay, okay Mamukomba, let me. Okay, let me do it from. Honorable members, here then this is the draft program. Having taken into consideration what the House Chairperson has indicated to the chairs of committees. So in response to that, we have developed this program for the first term. The program commences on the 25th of January. Then it runs through up to the 1st of April, 2022. Now, item number one on this program, honorable members, we are proposing that we have our first meeting on the 25th of January, where we are suggesting that on that day, the minister, we will require an update from the Minister of Tourism on responses to the issues that were raised by the Office of the Auditor General on the audit outcomes of the 2020-2021. Members will recall that the minister is owing us this meeting, because last time when the minister was with the committee, when she left, she has indicated that she will be going back to the department and consult the SAT board and consult with the Office of the Auditor General. And then thereafter, she will come back to the committee and update the committee on all those issues that the committee had concerns about. So we are proposing that as a committee, in response to that, we need to have that meeting on the 25th of January from 9 o'clock up to 12 o'clock. Now, the second meeting that we are suggesting, honorable members, we suggested that the quarter one of the department covers the period of April, May, and June of 2021. So we are proposing that on the 1st of February, the department need to come back to the committee with its first quarter performance report of 2021-2022 financial year. And then this meeting of the 8th of February, that Tuesday, we are also proposing, honorable members, that the South African Tourism should also come to the committee and brief the committee on the first quarter performance report of 2021-2022. Go further down, Spook. And then on the fourth item, we have placed this on the program of the committee just for members to take note of it, because on Thursday, the 10th of February at 1900 hours, that will be the joint sitting on the State of the Nation address. State of the Nation address at 7 o'clock. And then a following meeting on Tuesday, the 15th of February, we are suggesting that our team will be analyzing that SONA so that we can pick up all issues that will be relating to the tourism sector. And we will discuss those issues in that meeting of the 15th of February. And then on the Tuesday, the 22nd of February, honorable members will recall that when the Department of Tourism was here before the committee, one of the issues that we have picked up or we have noticed was that there were some mismatch in their databases of tour guides. The issue was that when we raised the issue with them, the department was saying, no, we have paid because this is the list that we have been given. The list was consolidated at the provincial level and all of those things. So what we are proposing as part of trying to understand what is going on there, honorable members, we are proposing that on the 22nd of February, the committee will need to have a briefing from the National Registrar and all the 9 provincial registrars of tour guides on the centralized database and provincial databases of the of the tour guides. We think that we need to have this meeting so that we can also understand what is going on there. Whether is there harmony or are these databases complementary to each other? And then the following day on Wednesday, the 23rd, and then it will be a budget speech, honorable members, as we have indicated. Then on the 1st of March, what we are also proposing to the members, we also need to have a briefing from the department. The committee will recall as well, when the Director General and Deputy Minister, when they were here, they made an undertaking to the portfolio committee that after they have presented their annual report, they will find time and come back to the committee and talk on the tourism infrastructure projects. And then they will indicate to the committee the existing projects and those projects that will be taken off from the books of the department. Now, as part of the committee oversight work, we are taking up this undertaking or commitment that they've made to the committee. We're saying that then they must come then on the 1st of March to the portfolio committee and make those presentations. And then on the 8th of March, we will also invite the audit and risk committee of the department to tell us on the audit action plans. Members will recall that the Office of the Auditor General has indicated that the committee needs to make a follow-up on this thing so that we don't realize at the end of the financial year that there are challenges here and there. Members will also note that the chief financial officer indicated that they will develop audit action plans. Therefore, it's time that for the committee to also make a follow-up on that, just to see how far things are. Are they things going according to the plan and all of those matters? Then on the 15th of March, we are proposing that the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, it should also be invited to the committee so that they can brief the committee on the current state of affairs. Members will also recall that there were some issues that were raised by the Department of Labor last week when we met with them. Therefore, some of those issues, we are of the view that we need to take them to the Tourism Business Council because this body is the major employer in the tourism sector. So some of those issues were raised by the Department of Labor last week. I'm sure they might have some answers to some of those issues, honorable members. So that that's why we are suggesting that they should also come and appear before the committee. Already there is a preliminary meeting that they are suggesting because they said they want to have a one-on-one engagement with the chair so that they can introduce themselves and then thereafter we can invite them to the portfolio committee. Then on the 22nd of March, honorable members, the committee has been operating without a strategic plan, honorable members. It was not because of our own fault. It was because we have raised this matter on a number of times. Unfortunately, on the side of Parliament, we were told that we must wait. So because of that, we could not execute this strategic plan because of changes that were constantly happening in the parliamentary program. Also, then what we're suggesting therefore that we will look into that in that meeting of the 22nd of March 2022. And then what also we are suggesting, honorable members, is that on the 29th, in that last week, on the 29th of March up to the 1st of April, we are bringing back the issue that has been outstanding in this committee, the proposed provincial oversight visit to Limpopo to check the tourism infrastructures there and the state of tourism in that province. This is the last week of the first term, honorable members. Therefore, this is the program that we are tabling before the committee. So the committee, if has no serious issues with that, and then we will submit this program to the Office of the House Chairperson in the afternoon today, as all committee programs are required to be submitted by tomorrow, the 8th of December. Then the only matter that my colleagues were advising me on, Honorable Chair, they were suggesting that, as we know, quarter one is covered by the period from 1st April, May, June, and up to the end of June. So colleagues were suggesting that the second quarter, in other words, from July, August, and September, we should also take that second quarter performance report as well, so that when we give instruction to the department, we can say the department must also bring the first quarter and the second quarter. As well, on item number three, the SAT, we can also instruct them as well. They can bring their first quarter and the second quarter as well. So that's what the colleagues were suggesting, Honorable Chair, so that when we deal with those quarterly reports, we deal with them with first quarter and second quarter simultaneously. So those are the issues, Honorable Chair, that we are tabling to the portfolio committee for the committee to consider it. Then if the committee is in agreement with us, and then we can submit this program to the Office of the House Chairperson as indicated. On my side, Chair, those are the issues. I'm not quite sure. Dr. Kuzwayo, are there any other issues that I've left? And then if not, then the Chair can open for members to make their comments. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Boltina. Like you have read to us the framework that is coming from the House Chair, I hope this this program is aligned to the framework, if I'm correct.
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, here is the program, and it's also aligned to the framework that was provided to the chairpersons of the committees. Can we have a mover or any comment that anyone wants to make with regards to the program itself?
Honorable Winkler, Chair.
Honorable Winkler.
I don't know if we've attended to apologies yet, but I have an apology on behalf of Honorable Gumbi. He's had a death in the family. And then with regard to the agenda, I don't really see any of the recommendations we made this year in this first term agenda. For instance, meeting with COCTA or with other portfolio committee departments, for instance, water and sanitation, or policing, for instance. And then the number of oversights that we've been able to conduct, obviously, over the last 2 years has been limited because of COVID. But now I think that, you know, as the restrictions ease, it's really important that we go to certain concerning tourism destinations. For instance, I have written to the chairperson of the committee about visiting Wilson's Wharf in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, the Golden Mile beachfront, and numerous other sites that do urgently need our attention. So if we could look at perhaps making provision for some additional oversight at the end of the the term. I see we have a week there that the portfolio secretary mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me just also request Mr. Boltina to comment on whether there's a possibility, and maybe in the next coming quarters, is there a possibility after these ones that are reflecting now, where we can actually consider what Honorable Winkler has just said. Honorable Boltina, Mr. Boltina?
Chair, yes, Chairperson,
Yes, Mr. Boltina?
Okay, can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, Chair, yes, I'm noting what Honorable Winkler is saying, Chair. The meeting with other portfolio committees, those meetings, we have not left them out, Chair. They are in the pipelines. For instance, a couple of portfolio committees, we also want to engage with them. Already in that list, we have, for instance, the Portfolio Committee on Justice, the Portfolio Committee on Police, Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, and all of those committees. Those committees, we will still engage with them. With regard to the oversight, the Honorable Chair, what we are proposing to the committee, we wanted this to be a first start, this provincial oversight to Limpopo, and then thereafter, then the committee members can make suggestions exactly what will be the next province, then after Limpopo, and then after that, and so on and so on. So I'm of the view that when we do that strategic planning session of the committee will be able to reflect on all those issues, honorable members, so that when we do the programming of the committee, we can take all these matters into account, all of them as reflected by the committee in our various meetings. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Winkler, are you answered or you still need to verify?
Thank you, Chairperson. So to the committee secretary, I would request that we also please try and engage with water and sanitation. That is a huge issue that's affecting a lot of tourism events and destinations across South Africa. And I think that should be also, I think, at least in the top three priorities if we are meeting with different committees and departments. And then I'm happy to sit in that strategic session where we do consider the oversight visits, but I'm just concerned that it does fall by the wayside as the year progresses and things become more hectic and busy. And, you know, part of our mandate as this committee is to ensure that we do fulfill our mandate by attending oversight visits. So just to make provision for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it will be actually considered in the next coming quarter program, and we'll ensure that you also attend a meeting to put in those proposals in those to be fitted, to be squeezed into the next coming program. On that note, honorable members, is there any other member who would like to contribute towards the program as well?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and the support staff. Mine, Chair, is just a proposal, Chair, on the meeting where we will be interacting with the department's audit committee and the risk committee. How I wish that we just have a joint program with the Auditor General, Office of the Auditor General, together with, let's make that one meeting, Chairperson, just so as to cover this thing of back and forth, them pointing at the AG's report and being defensive in terms of the audit outcomes, Chairperson, and the recommendations of the Auditor General. That is a but one. Secondly, Chair, on the oversight visit to Limpopo, I so wish that the department does have there in Limpopo, a project that is part of their EPWP infrastructure, so that we'll be able to get a sense or a follow-up on those projects that were incomplete, and they say they were about to complete them. As you would know, Chair, that there's quite a lot of money that has been spent on that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr. Boltina, I think you've heard this one because it is also, it was part of those first proposed visits for oversight role, the oversight role that was supposed to play in those first proposed visits. I hope there were EPWP or incomplete projects inside those first proposed programs, and which reflect on the last block of your program right now.
Okay. Yes, Chairperson, that's exactly the reason, Chair, why we are saying on that meeting of the committee and the department on the 1st of March 2022, what we want the Department of Tourism to do, we want them to give us all those projects, tourism projects that they have throughout the country. In other words, they must tell us what tourism projects they have in Limpopo, what tourism projects they have in Free State, tourism projects they have in KwaZulu-Natal. In other words, in each province, they must tell us these projects, we will continue with them. This number of projects, we will discontinue with them. And then they will have to provide us with the reasons as to those that they will discontinue with them. What are the reasons for that? Then on our side as a portfolio committee, then we have to check then how much money have we lost in those things and all of those things. The committee will recall the AG was very emphatic on this matter, Chairperson. Therefore, what we are doing, we are taking up that challenge as it has been indicated, because the AG did not make recommendations to the department only. They have also made a recommendation to the portfolio committee as well, so that we must make sure that we make follow-up on these matters and we monitor them on regular basis. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Well answered. Do you have any other member who wants to raise any question with regards to the program?
Chair.
My hand is up, Chair.
Yes, to Honorable Mtleko.
Yes, Chairperson. Good morning, committee members and the staff, everyone that is connected in the program, Chair. It is now during the festive season, as you have wished us a good festive season. We also wish you that, Chair. Chairperson, with regards to the program, I have nothing to say except to appreciate the fact that there is a framework from the Chair of Chairs, and also that our program is aligned to that framework coming from the Chair of Chairs. With regards to what was proposed by the two latter speakers, Chair, I'm not against that, but I have another suggestion to say. When we do oversight, when we plan oversight, we should follow a trend that says, if this time we go to an inner province, that is the next time we should go to a rural province, so that we compare tourism activities in deep cities and also in rural provinces. That's my first suggestion, Chair. My other suggestion is for our support staff to look at our proposals as the committee, because we have learned lessons when we were engaging the Department of Labor, so that we invite the departments that relate to our mandate. like what the other member has suggested on the Department of Water and Sanitation, so that we have those departments, we have a list of them, we engage them. Because the lessons that we learned when we engaged that the Department of Labor brought something to my mind, Chair, to say even other departments are so important. We can say transport, you can say whatever, Chair, but let the admin staff do the homework for us. I would think, Chair, we must have a pecking lot of our suggestions as the committee and adopt the first quarter program of 2022 as it is presented now. But the suggestions from members be kept in the pecking lot so that the support staff looks at them and plan our next, our second quarter program as per our suggestions. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tleko. I also want to throw a piece of paper in the back as well to say that we also owing, let me say, the Department of Transport need to come and do a presentation with regard to licensing of the tour operators. I can't remember, but that was one of the previous meetings that was supposed to happen, but unfortunately, due to some circumstances, we could not meet. I don't say they must come into this quarter because I see the slots are very full. Maybe in the coming following quarter after this one that is being proposed today, all those suggestions that we are talking about can really be accommodated. They are very, very important, all of them. Mr. Boltina. Yes. On that note, I'm not sure if we have everyone. Mr. Boltina, did you want to comment on that before I can propose? Anyone who wants to propose the adoption, do you want to make a closing remark on this report, on these proposals?
Chair, I just wanted to say, Chair, we have noted those departments. Department of Transport is amongst those departments, Chairperson. It is amongst those departments that we have to meet with them. Your arts and culture and all of them, they are amongst those departments that we have to meet because they have a role to play in our sector as tourism. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I think we have exhausted this item. Do we have any member who wants to propose for adoption of this report and noting of the framework? I'm not sure if we must start with the noting of the framework that you received from the House Chair first and then also adopt the, or is it there for the noting, that framework as it was read in the standing in the portfolio committee, or we just have to read it and also go straight to our program and adopt our program?
My suggestion, Chair, would be let's adopt the committee program, the framework. The House Chair was just giving it out just to guide the committees of Parliament that when they do their planning, we must know when is the state of the nation, when is the budget, and all of those things. And then the priority areas that are before, priority matters that are before the committee, committees must try and put those in the first quarter of their planning program. So that was the sole purpose of those guidelines, Chairperson. So what we have to do now on our side as a committee is when we do the planning is to make sure that we align our program to that framework of the House Chairperson, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Baldino. Anyone proposal for the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson.
Yeah. Of the program.
The program. Chairperson, yes. My name is Honorable April. I propose the adoption of the program.
Thank you, Honorable April. Any seconder?
Chair. I second the adoption of the program with amendments, Chair. just a slight reminder, Chair. There are also those reports of investigations that the department must bring. I'm sure in their first quarter reports, they will couple that with their. Also, there's that Tourism Transformation Council, Chair. We must not miss a follow-up meeting with them because we were not happy with their presentation the last time when they presented, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. Honorable Botina is listening. I think he has taken some notes on that as well. And the minutes are adopted with amendments. And we move to the, there's an item that we skipped, Mr. Botina. I went to the reports before, apologies. May I kindly go back to that item because it's important for apologies to be noted. Honorable Winkler, you mentioned the one apology. Can I give a slot to that apology?
Yes, thank you, Chair. It's Honorable Shlanganani Gumbi.
Okay. Can I also note the standing apology of the Honorable Chair, Mohambe Hlala Thandi? Can it be noted?
Yes, noted, Chairperson. Can I also add, Chair, in that list? Can I also add in that list the Honorable De Freitas has also submitted an apology, Chair, because he has been requested by the party to work on something else during this time of the meeting. And also Honorable Sithole has also attended the Portfolio Committee on Transport meeting, Chairperson. And then also the Honorable Minister as well submitted an apology as well, Chair. Those are the apologies that we have received, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boltina. Mr. Boltina, in the next coming meeting, maybe you remember to start with the apologies.
Yes.
Last time we were reminded by Honorable April to follow the agenda. So I hope that it's because of being very busy from your side, we'll actually correct that. Honorable members, I think we still have another item of the minutes, if I'm not correct, or if I'm correct. The previous approval of the adoption of the previous minute. Honorable?
Yes, Chairperson. The next item on my side is the consideration of the minutes of the Portfolio Committee of Tuesday, 30th November 2021, Chairperson. Chair, if I may start, the committee will recall that we had that meeting with the Department of Labor, which has raised a number of things. Central to that, they were briefing the committee on. They also reported on the draft national labor migration policy of South Africa, and then also they spoke about the.
It seems as if Saini Kamala Mel. Now go to Bungabu's band, Ubana Pebantin, as out by law to meted. Now, Pawa,
Honorable Taco, please mute. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, sorry for that. And then the other issue that they briefed the committee on is on the inspections and enforcement, Chairperson. And then also the other item they spoke about was this issue of the UIF. Now, if we look into these minutes, Chair, a summary of all what was presented to the committee is there. But where I want to just to take the committee on, it's on page 9, where the resolutions of the committee are. if members can look at that, the committee decided or resolved that the Department of Justice, Department of Tourism, Employment and Labor, Police, Home Affairs, and others should strengthen their collaboration to root out corruption and unfair labor practices in the system. The committee has also agreed that the work of the Interministerial Committee, the IMC, on the National Labour Migration Policy for South Africa should also be updated on regular basis on the developments on that. And also, it has been agreed that the Department of Labour of Employment and Labour will provide the committee with the following: one, a report of how many tourism establishments were visited in the last 4 years to check compliance on health and safety regulations in terms of the Act. That's number one. Number two, they will also report, we were suggesting that the report should be specific. In other words, they must be quantified and stratified according to inspections conducted in each of the 9 provinces. We were also indicating that the labor statistics in tourism sector in the last 4 years, in terms of how many locals versus foreign nationals that were paid or benefited from the unemployment insurance fund. We were also saying that the report of how many tourism companies benefited irregular from the TERS relief fund. We also want the department to give us some indications on that. The committee also indicated that the research findings of the study conducted to inform the development of policy will also be submitted to the committee so that the committee can make a follow-up or with the Tourism Business Council as a major employers in the sector. Also, we're saying that the Department of Tourism should establish formal collaborations with the Department of Employment and Labor on the training programs. And the last resolution, Chair, we're saying that the support team of the committee will make a follow-up on all this information in the 2 months' time. That's what was resolved in that meeting with the department chair. So once the committee adopted these minutes, what we will do now from the office of the House Chair, we will issue out a correspondence that will go to the minister, and then we will say CC the Director General about the outcomes of this meeting and when the committee is expecting those responses from the department as agreed when we were in that meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Bolzin. In your resolutions, I think there's one item that I'm not sure, maybe you have put it in a different context. Maybe I didn't understand when you were reading it, but there was a concern from the committee to say how many percent of people in their visit who are South African employed in those establishments and how many people from outside, what you call them, foreign nationals, are employed during their visits, who are having documentation to work in those establishments. So it was a great concern. How many people who are having documentations who are employed there, and how many people who don't have documentations who are employed there, and how many South Africans are employed in those tourism establishments which they visited in the past 4 years. It is very important to get those statistics, and as they do their visits, like we request in the 4 years report, because they're supposed to take charge of that. It is their responsibility to make their own work, checking on those employed people with proper documentation versus South Africans who are employed in that same establishment.
Noted, Chairperson. We will add that specific point.
It's not a new item. I think it was raised by myself even. So I don't hear it being expressed there. Maybe the context is different, but I would like to hear maybe that it is part of that that research that they must do for us in that report that must come in the report. Yeah, 4 years, okay. Financial years. Previous financial years, yes.
Noted, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honourable members, here is the report. Here is the minutes. Here are the minutes, and the minutes resolutions also are in the minutes. Let's adopt them so that they are enacted. Any mover for adoption?
I move, Chair, with those corrections. Tleko.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tleko. Any seconder?
Mieni, I do second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mieni. The minutes are moved for adoption and seconded. Do we have any other item after that?
Okay.
Honorable?
Mbushe.
Honorable Mbushe, yes?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure, Chair, if I'll be out of order, but I so wish that we put a magnifying glass on the policies that to be reviewed from not only from the Department of Labor, but also from South African Tourism Department, Chair, so that we are able to ensure that they fast track the reviews of their policies, Chair. If you remember, there's that thing of the Trading Council, and there are quite a number of policy reviews that are geared towards ensuring that we fast track transformation within the department. If we can just have a collection of that and make sure that we are able to make a follow-up, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mbushe. That is true, but for now, I think Mr. Boltina will have to also note those, because I also remember we were promised those amendments of those policies. So the tracking of that is very important. I see you are a person who tracks all those things. So we need to track those resolutions or those things that we proposed to the committee, even though it is not yet the time to talk about them. But we just remind Mr. Boltina to continuously remind those people who promise us about amendment of policies, which we don't come back to. They don't come back to give us the report on them. On that note, do we have any other item, Mr. Boltino?
Chair, we are noting what Honorable Mbushe is saying, Chair. The committee will recall that we met with the minister, and then we were told that the white paper, the tourism white paper, they are doing a review on that. So it's one of those issues that it will come back to the committee as well, Chairperson, from time to time, until they said no, the legislation is ready now, it can come to Parliament and all of those things. We are noting that we haven't forgot about it, Chairperson. Chair, on my side, those are the only matters that we thought that we need to bring them to the committee so that they can be endorsed. And then we will do those corrections and then submit the program of the committee to the office of the House Chairperson. And then from our side, Chair, nothing more except to say thank you very much for the support and the guidance throughout the year. And also we will keep on monitoring the situation health-wise. So members must not get tired, even if you are on leave. We may from time to time deposit in your WhatsApp some information that you need to know from time to time, Chairperson, even if you are on leave or recess and all of those issues. On our side, on behalf of the team chair, we just want to say thanks very much for everything and the support provided. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Also from our side as members of parliament, we wish you a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. And also we want to thank you for the hard work that you've been, you know, doing for the whole year so that the committee becomes a professional and successful running, successfully running portfolio committee of tourism. And also, we wish you well, all of you members of committee and as well as our officials. We wish you well. Take care of yourself. COVID-19 is rife out there. Please take care of yourself and your families, and we love you all. And happy Christmas. Thank you. The committee is declared closed for now until next year.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas,
Honorable
Winter. Merry Christmas,
Honorable members.
Thank you. Hi.
Honorable Pusha, Merry Christmas. Weep, Mokubela. Merry Christmas, my weep. Malibangwe, weep. Malibangwe, weep. Weep, Mokubela, Malibangwe. Long live the weep.
Yes, long live the weep.
Utulele and weep, long live.
Long live the chair.
Long live the chair in absentia.
Long live the chair and acting chair.
Oh, long live to me. Thank you.
Long live.
And long live to and better life to our chair. She must get well. Yes. Long live to her. Long live Honorable Sheila TS.